I know you guys have been hitting us up on social media regarding doing a review for the Black Panther movie. Go check out our podcast, Is the Mic Still On? I'm not sure if you guys have subscribed or not subscribed, but go check us out, man. Podcast, we're going to definitely give you our in-depth analysis and overview and opinions and all of that good stuff on the podcast, Is the Mic Still On? Dead and Hip Hop album review, I guess soundtrack review. Black Panther, I guess TDE in the camp, featuring a whole bunch of other motherfuckers.
This is our first soundtrack?
No. We did Compton.
Yeah, Compton. Okay. Now, going into this soundtrack album, I don't want to say I was like completely surprised that they reached out to TDE. To me, my humble opinion, they are kind of the face of hip hop right now. When I saw that they were... They reached out to do this and the project that came from it. I'm like, God damn. Yeah, I'm going to tell y'all my favorite off bat is 10. Like, yeah, 10, yeah. 10, oh my 10, God. Yeah. Oh my yeah, God. Because yeah. because that dude, Saudi was nice. The joint with Ops with Vince Staples.
Yeah, it was interesting to hear that he's still on that sound from the Big Fish Theory
yeah.
album.
Remember? Still, well, I mean, I don't think he controlled the production.
On here?
Yeah. I don't think that was like Vince. I don't think Vince Staples like gave them the song, right?
Nah.
I think the song was what the song was, and they got Vince Staples on it probably because they know he would sound good on that type of sound. Yeah.
When I saw it, I was wondering if he was going to kind of go back to like the work he put out before and not to the more electronic stuff that he was doing that he did on Big Fish.
They probably heard this sound. They're like, "Oh yeah, this is Vince Staples all day."
Yeah,
you know, Ab Soul on Bloody Waters and Anderson .Paak.
Yeah, that was good. Yeah, it was good. It was good to hear Ab Soul. You know, again, it was definitely refreshing to hear.
Yeah,
it
again, B.
Do What Thou Wilt came out in 2016. Man, it's been a little while for Ab.
Damn.
You know what I'm saying? But, so let me ask y'all, okay, so obviously the first single out of this was King's Day.
Yeah, with
J-Rock. So yo, y'all.
That was the first single. I thought All the Stars. All the Stars.
Okay, fine.
All King's Day was the second one.
Okay, yeah. Fine. These were like they came out. They came out relatively together. Okay.
All the stars. Nah,
she was tired.
Not what you just did.
I know. I hate, man. Because you sound right now.
Like, what song you sang?
<I know, right? laughs> But on that track, King's Day, right? Like around that same time, I had a meme like from one of the first shows of the year that y'all killed. So that shit was hilarious. But shit, y'all was killing the meme shit. And one of the funniest ones, and I don't have the name, was when, you know, you had me like this, but it's like when you heard a Future Changes voice on the
somebody,
oh my God, how do y'all feel about that? Because I'm
like,
you got paid. Trash. You got paid,
bro,
to do that.
They should have took the money back.
They should have.
Like dead ass.
I wanted to get a new verse.
He ruined that.
And then you know how like the beat switches and then Kendrick just spazzes? Mm-hmm. This is just me personally. It's speculation. It's theory. It's rumor. It's conspiracy.
Y'all fix it.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
I feel like that wasn't the track. Then they heard that shit. It's like, nigga, we can't put this shit on. Kendrick, we need you to do something. And that's what he did because, yo.
Red light, green light, man.
Yeah. I don't understand. Like, and again, I wouldn't necessarily call myself a Future fan, but Future has joints that I really rock with. Mm. And I've never heard nothing like
this. Well, maybe he was just trying to do something different.
They should
go to Plan B.
They should just let him do a hook and that's it.
Yeah, but yeah,
that little
exactly.
Slob on me knob shit.
Yeah.
Like, you can't sit here and listen to all these people rapping. J-Rock, da-da-da-da-da. Coming. You can't listen to all that and then be like, oh, blah, 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 blah. That almost sounded like sabotage, man. They should have just took him off the track. I mean, I know there's feelings involved, but fuck that. Feelings. That's why I don't know about your theory. It does make sense, but I would think that Top would just be like, nah.
Like someone in the higher ups had to be like,
no,
go redo that. Like,
or take that shit
or take it off.
Yeah.
When I heard it, I was like, they signed off on this shit. Yeah, like, man. TDE did. Like, I can't believe they let this.
But I think with Future having the name or the with him being as popular as he is, mm-hmm. right? I can see why they would leave him on there.
Fuck that.
No, dude.
Nah, man. Okay,
what's your name? Nah. Is? Back here. I'm like, yo, they don't need Future to make anything hot.
They don't need him. They could have took him.
It looked like an interesting pairing, right?
Yeah, it did.
Until he fucked it up.
I'm not even like attacking Future, but somebody should have told him, like, yo, like that's not cool, man. That's not cool. Like, take that off. It didn't even fit the rest of the song.
Maybe he was trying some African shit.
All right, moving on.
I'm just trying.
You're reaching.
I'm just trying to throw some things out there. But J-Rod, though.
Yeah,
J-Rod.
That's another one.
You sure that's the first one, man?
I'm ready. J-Rod. Hey, drop that shit, man. Drop that shit. We ready.
Good to hear J-Rod.
Hell yeah.
As well. Yeah.
You know what I thought was interesting over here? Swae Lee. On the song with Khalid.
Who's this? Is this not DJ Khaled, obviously, right?
It's a singer.
Okay.
American.
You thought that was DJ Khaled?
Yeah, singing for a minute. Really? When I first saw the track list.
Congratulations.
That was not no DJ Khaled.
And plus, when he's on the song, he always say DJ. It's gonna say DJ Khaled.
Right. That's why I just wanted the clarification. No.
So when you looked at the track list, you were like, oh, Khaled and Swae Lee.
He said Khaled about to snap. Khaled about to snap. But to your defense, I could see a song with Khaled and Swae Lee.
Swae Lee singing and Khaled just yelling dumb
shit in the background.
It almost felt like for me that Kendrick carried this thing.
Carried it,
meaning that he was just on multiple tracks.
Like he sold it up.
Yeah, okay, fine.
I think Schoolboy had a better verse. I think Absol had better verse. I think the African chick, Yugen Blackrock, who I've never heard of before on Ops, snapped. I thought she had a better verse. Mm-hmm. I thought Vince Staples had a better verse.
Yeah, I'm with you.
But the way Kendrick flows on the tracks is always impeccable.
Of course.
But when you sit down with his lyrics, I was just like,
He wasn't really saying.
He wasn't really saying nothing. Like, typically, when I hear a Kendrick verse, I walk away being like, God, he just really dropped a bomb on this track.
Maybe that's the direction he was going in. Maybe he didn't want to get too.
And maybe it's more accessible because of the soundtrack. Well, yeah, and I'm totally with you. Like, you got Kendrick, who's like the mainstream revolution, right?
Right.
You
know, Black Panther, Kendrick, Hail the King.
Exactly. And you don't, like, go in. Like, this is your moment.
I think if it was just him, he would have, but I think because it's, like, kind of all.
But you can still snap on verses.
I'm with that.
Why would he not go in because there's other people on the track? That doesn't make any sense.
Well, not just on the track, but just in its entire, throughout the album.
It's a collaborative effort. It's not mine. I can't say, well, you know what? I'm only doing it like this. I have this vision.
Why not?
Because then it becomes a Kendrick project.
It is a Kendrick project. Kendrick is the only one that's on damn near every song.
Does it feel like a Kendrick album?
Yeah, that's the problem.
But that's what I'm saying. But I don't think they wanted it to feel like a Kendrick
album. Nah, man. I think if Kendrick actually rapped the way Kendrick typically raps, it wouldn't have changed anything except for me saying, oh, his verses were really dope.
We still got those dope Schoolboy Q verses.
Yeah, we still got that amazing Absol verse.
Right.
So,
the Anderson Paak feature would still been a good touch.
Absolutely. You know, so. J-Rock would have still made you go, God damn it.
Yeah.
But I am with Rod. I do think they didn't want him to be the central figure on this album.
But he still is. Nobody came to Kendrick and said, hey, man, don't rap like you usually act.
No, I feel you, but I think they wanted this to feel more like a soundtrack.
Yeah,
because that when I'm listening to it, I'm thinking about this in comparison to other soundtracks we've had in the past. Not Compton, but Above the Rim or Poetic Justice and stuff like that. That were real big, like in the Black communities.
Mm-hmm.
So I think they wanted to kind of maybe return back to that and do more of that than.
Yeah.
Shit, more of a compliment.
That's why they say
that's on every song.
But that's what I'm saying. That's why they say created by like TDE and stuff.
Kendrick and TDE.
Yeah,
right.
That's what I'm saying. If it was at first, I thought it was just Kendrick. I was like, oh man, this is a fucking Black Panther, like kind of like Jay did, right?
With I never thought that.
That's what I feel like they should have did, honestly. versus this. I feel like they should have did like a concept type.
Yeah, album. When I first saw it, that's exactly what I thought of. I thought of Jay-Z and American Gangster. Yeah. It not
Curtis Mayfield Super Live.
Yeah, you know, like yeah, exactly. Niggas! Yeah, this seemed like the type of movie that this was would have been perfect for Kendrick, like yeah. Black Panther.
Yeah,
this would have been perfect.
Yeah. But yeah, I do feel like they kind of missed the mark.
They missed the mark on that.
Kendrick is on every single track, but then y'all are like, well, they were trying to move away from having a Kendrick project,
even though
it's
he's still
basically a Kendrick project. He's on every song.
I don't look at
he's
it. Like
on, I know. I'm just saying. He's on. He's the only rapper on damn near every song.
But I thought that the whole thing. Yeah, I thought it was interesting that they used him to kind of thread the songs.
That's what I'm saying.
Together.
They threaded together
to still kind of have his touch on it, but not from I'm gonna just come in and just dominate and just take over this track, and it's gonna be all me and y'all motherfuckers. Not gonna talk about
it. Nobody's saying all Kendrick. All I'm saying is like his verses sound dope. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying it just seemed like he wasn't going in the way he normally goes in. Yeah, it seemed like he pulled back a little bit. Yeah. That's all I'm saying.
And that's what we're saying too.
Yeah, we agree with that.
We agree with that assessment.
I think where we kind of disagree, or it may not even be a disagreement, I think we're trying to explain that by saying that he did that to make it a little bit more accessible to the masses.
Gotcha.
And you're saying that this was your chance to really take advantage of the attention.
Of course. Yes.
So we really are saying the same thing.
Yeah, we are. What this felt like, and I know I'm going to use a sports reference so you may or may not get it. It felt like an all-star game. It felt like a whole bunch of people. Yes, they're great individually, but they don't play. Okay. I'm just saying,
I'm not a fucking all star.
I'm just saying. I
get where you were going. I just don't think all these people are like.
No, I think that was. I think that was a great reference, but I see it. Like I'm a one up
for this. All-star?
Okay.
See, I think it's more like a celebrity basketball game because you know I'm gonna tell you why. Because you know sometimes they'll throw in these random people. You know how like they'll throw like Justin Bieber or somebody in there, somebody that doesn't really play ball, but he's known for other shit. Yeah. I think TDE curating this was a fucking amazing idea, an amazing idea.
I just still feel like they missed the mark a little bit.
I do too.
Yeah. But do you think that they would have hit the mark if Kendrick, right? Kendrick would have took an American Gangster approach.
Yes,
I do too. Where it would have been a Kendrick album with maybe two or three features, and then that's it.
I wouldn't even say two or three features. They could have did the same thing, but just kind of like what Mike's saying, him go a little harder with concepts and actual song structure
with other
like
features.
That.
I disagree.
Oh, man.
I disagree again.
So how do you disagree?
Because I think that this would have been perfect
if
the way it is. If Absol was on more than one song, if Schoolboy was on more than one song, and they were all rapping like we know them to rap, go hard. Schoolboy went hard as fuck. Absol went hard as fuck. Kendrick just felt like he did go hard on some tracks, but on other ones, it just sounded like his verses were a little bit light. I feel like if it wasn't where Kendrick was on every single song, this would have felt more like a collaborative project, and it'd have been fucking amazing.
I feel like it would have been amazing two ways. So I feel like if he would have went the American Gangster route, it would have been amazing. And I feel like they would have made this like a Black Hippie project, it would have been amazing.
Exactly. I'm with you on the second option. I think would have been incredible.
Yeah. Isaiah Rashad in here too?
Yeah. Sir?
Yeah. It would have been amazing, but that it just doesn't seem like that's what happened. Yeah. But at the same time, they had to appeal to certain people.
Yeah.
So I get it.
But TDE on top right now. SZA's killing it. Kendrick's killing it. Like they had an opportunity.
Yeah. SZA's still killing it.
No. I'm just saying, only on one song.
That's what I'm saying.
I know.
But Kendrick is on every single song. But y'all keep saying he's not the focal point.
But how? But do you like this project or not? Because I'm not getting if you do or you don't.
I like the project. I like the project as a whole. Will I return to it? Probably not.
I think it's interesting, but when you pair it up with the movie, just kind of hear like, okay, the songs, and you watch the movie and kind of feel like how they come together.
Trying to put like each song and scene together.
And you know,
careful.
Are there certain songs in here that, or topics or whatever that relate to the movie? So listening to that prior to seeing the movie, I was like, okay, I wonder how this is going to play out.
Right.
But going back to the conversation you guys were having, I do feel like, like you said, they missed the mark. Because I felt like there was a yearning like for them to kind of go back to the old school ways. Curtis Mayfield, Ozzie Hayes.
Jungle Fever, Stevie Wonder.
Yeah. Like, to go back to that Black sportation feel. Mm-hmm. Like, this is Black Panther, so you can kind of go all the way back to like the 70s and 80s and, mm-hmm. and give us that type of thing. Mm-hmm. And have, going back to what you were saying, not have Kendrick just be here in the Spurs kinda here and there, but just have him like do that fucking shit.
Yeah. Yep.
And have him pull in the guys that he want to do.
Like, this is a moment. This movie was too big, for, yeah. And this soundtrack was too anticipated for like for Kendrick not for to have that
be,
moment.
Yeah, for it to be.
Because even average. The production was like incredible throughout. Yeah. And I don't know this person's Soundwave. Not, no disrespect, of course. But I think that if he was the person that was kind of curating these beats and kind of giving it the overall sound, like even some of the songs sounded tribal, like Ox. Mm-hmm. Sounded tribal to me, like sounded African.
Yeah.
And I think that, honestly, I think he was the star. Whoever was coordinating the production on this, I feel like was the star.
It did have a feel.
It had a feel. Oh, yeah.
It had a feel. I remember.
And they should tap him again to do more soundtracks because.
Well, he always soundtracks.
Okay. Yeah, soundtracks. Because I feel like he did a great job giving this album a very cohesive sound.
Mm-hmm. And I wish with that cohesive sound, like we haven't talked about "Pray for Me" with Weeknd and Kendrick and. You know, not trying to spoil much, but that, like, to me, that track feels a lot like Black Panther.
Big Shot was my shit, too.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I think he was more so talking about that.
Yeah, I like Big Shot.
Yeah, yeah.
That was
yeah.
a shocker when I saw Travis Scott.
He rapped, yeah.
But that was
nice.
That was
yeah.
a shocker. I got no Travis like Scott shade.
That pairing was good. Kendrick was good on the hook.
And I like Seasons, too.
How about saying
yeah, Mozzie? Yep, see, yep.
Hey, shout out to Mozzie. I know we didn't
yeah, do I thought it. About you when
yeah,
I...
Yeah, we didn't do the project, but...
Also, my cousin was listening to Mozzie.
Yeah, man. Hey, man, I'm on these LA niggas, man. These West Coast motherfuckers are dope as shit.
So what about SOB and RBE?
I don't know who is that.
Who the fuck are these guys? But damn, that shit, dope. That they are dope. That,
that, that shit was dope.
Yeah. Put one hand up. Put one fist up. I ain't putting my hands up. I was like, wait, who is this guy? And then the next dude came through. I was like, who is this?
I never heard of him.
I never heard of him either, but I like him.
Sometimes that'd be a good thing about soundtracks. I know. You see artists that you never heard of and be like, god damn.
That shit was so West Coast, bro.
And it was so fun. And it was so fun. I remember listening to that track and it was just so much energy and it brought like some funness to the soundtrack. Yeah, yeah. I'm like, damn, this don't sound fun like the rest of the tracks, but damn, this shit is groovy as fuck.
That shit was groovy. Yes, man. I bounced every time I put that shit on.
Yeah, paramedics. That shit was so
not you, people.
Yeah, you like that shit.
I do. No, okay.
You were following
these men. Yeah, you were following all these. That's not what I was saying. You like these West Coast guys.
Yeah.
These dudes were fucking dope as shit.
That was a good pull. That was a good pull.
I never heard that Da Boy guy either. Nope. But I was like, damn, this dude is fucking nice. Baby Chop, make it sing, sound like Drake. It's a Drake nigga.
Yeah.
It's like, what the fuck? Who are these gangsta ass dudes that these guys went and found?
Yeah,
that was dope.
I think another good thing is sometimes with soundtracks, sequencing can be kind of bad, I guess, because you're dealing with so many different artists. But I think the sequencing on this was pretty good. Like, it wasn't like where you had a song where you'd be like, they should have put that one. Why that came after that song? Like, I thought the sequencing of this soundtrack was done pretty well.
Yeah, go ahead. For me, Black Panther, All of the Stars, 10. Ops,
bro.
Okay, my bad. Bloody Waters, and I'll take Pray for Me.
Yeah, All of the Stars, 10. Bloody Waters and Big Shot.
Well, my favorite tracks are 10, I Am, Bloody Waters, King's Dead, and Seasons.
Easily Black Panther, All the Stars, 10, Pray for Me, and I'm gonna say, goddamn, I can't find Paramedic. Because those motherfucking, those SOB RBE motherfuckers, they changed my day. I love those dudes.
TDE, if y'all watching, man, look, it's not much for me to say. Y'all motherfuckers running the rap world. Also, I don't want you guys to change.
Not just the rap world right now.
Well, just everything. Everything. You know what I'm saying? Y'all really running music right now. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, continue to do that. I don't want you guys to take away the tone that, like, oh, we hated this or this, that, whatever. No, this is a great project. We're just doing our critic thing, you know, and just being critical what we would like to change or whatever and this, that, and the third. But this is really, really, really good.
After talking with y'all, it's like now I'm kind of like, dang, I kind of wish they went the Curtis Mayfield Superfly route where Kendrick, along with, you know,
Isaiah Rashad, Schoolboy Q, J-Rock, and Ab Soul just kill it. And with some hooks with SZA and Sir, and just make it all just a TDE project. Just
really TDE.
Yeah, just like really TDE, mm-hmm. with Kendrick Lamar being a flagship artist around this whole soundtrack. After talking with y'all, I'm like, damn, I kind of wish they'd went that route.
Yeah, I'm with B. Outside of my personal desire to hear you guys kind of return to, you know, the way it was with blaxploitation films, that yearning for that, I think outside of that, you guys did a good job with the soundtrack, curating it, putting together a sound that works in conjunction with the movie and without. So I think that was dope. And I also think it's fitting that you guys are actually a part of the Black Panther cultural movement. So I thought that was dope and fitting that you guys got a chance to be a part of that process, because man, y'all a black ass label, man. So y'all are like, so for me, like, shit, who else to go get?
That's right.
But then y'all motherfuckers. So hey, good job.
Yeah. Yeah, I want to piggyback off what FIFO said. Definitely do not take this tone as we did not like this project. I think everybody in this room really enjoyed the project. You know, we have our criticisms as any critical listener would have, but I think this is a great project. I think the fact that you guys did it is great. I want to once again give a major shout out to Soundwave. I think the way you curated these beats and made this a cohesive hip-hop project while sounding African, while sounding tribal, even sounding experimental a little bit on tracks like Pops, I think you did a fucking amazing job. And everybody that came to the table rapped. You know, you brought your rap game, you showed up to rap. And as a listener, I appreciate that. So yeah, great job. I hope this continues for big movie companies to tap labels and crews like this to curate soundtracks. I think that's a great idea. And I think that this might be the start of something really, really cool.